to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. In this message, I will be speaking about the one true God. Why do I say one true God? Because sometimes people, not all the people in the world, believe in one true God. Some things there are many gods. Some things there is different gods, different aspects of God. But there is one scripture in the world called the Bible says that one true God is the sovereign, self-existent creator of the universe. To the reference to that, Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verse 5, and Ephesians 1, verse 11. This one true God is the creator, the one who will or who has the ability to create everything from nothing. That's what we are talking about, who God is. The one who has the power to create is whom we called God. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched out them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them and walk therein. Isaiah 42 chapter verse 5. This is the person who can claim as God, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Secondly, the one who gives us inheritance means makes us his children. See, God is a creator and he is the father of all living creatures, living beings when it comes to humanity. But God doesn't call all the creatures as his sons and daughters. They are his creations. All the creations proclaim the glory of God. Now, off the top of the crown of his creation is human being, because he allowed human being and empowered the human being, as we read in book of Genesis, that he gave them the authority over all the creatures, all the beings living in the planet Earth. So in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Here, Apostle Paul is referring to Christ. Whatever we obtained, our inheritance from God is through Jesus Christ. Because we were predestined according to the purpose of God, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The counsel of God contains three persons: Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is God's counsel. There's a question in the Bible says, who counseled God? A theologian named A.W. Tozer, who is familiar to many biblical persons, and he said, he wrote like this, that there is no one equal to God other than the one equal of him. The one who is equal to God is God himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's whom God share the details between that three persons of the Godhead. There's no other counsel to God other than God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In order to make us his children, he took away our sin by sending his own Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus became a propitiation, or otherwise called a replacement, to die for our sins. Means he placed Jesus in our place to die. Because humanity are all sinners, and the wages of sin is death. Declared by God, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, God, the final judge of the universe, declared the sinful person must die. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. When the ultimate judge of the universe, God, when he strike that hammer of judgment three times, like the judge on the courtroom, we see, as always, he declared his judgment ever since Adam and Eve sinned, that you must die. When we believe and confess our sins and accept Jesus Christ as the one died in our place for us, God forgive our sins and receive us as his children. Those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. That's from Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Jesus Christ, who was the Word in God, who was with God, and who was God from the beginning, the God's presence, Jesus in God, being there ever since we know about God. He is the one who gives you and me the right to become children of God. Why? Because he is the representative, exact replica of God. He is the image and likeness of God. He himself is a copy of God who is speaking to us. Not like an angry God. Yes, God punished people in the Old Testament. God still do his judgment throughout the earth. But it is too big for us to understand. We are in finite, very tiny, very small in presence of God. We sometimes cannot understand what God is universally judging, ruling, making things, and judging things. We are too finite, and God is infinite. Those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. If we are children, then we are heirs. H-E-I-R-S, heirs. And co-heirs with Jesus, the Son of God. According to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. What I am reading to you, reference to the Bible verses, are the scriptures spoken by God. When the Spirit of God came to men, or woman, or people who meditate and pray and wait upon the Lord. They became the speakers for God because God spoke through his Spirit into their spirit, in their own heart. They heard, praise the Lord, and they understood. They heard the message of God, and that is written, which is the Holy Bible all the scriptures. What God did to save humanity and make them his children is as follows. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Well, Christ tasted death. He died physically, not his spirit, but his body. He handed over his spirit to the Father before his death. We hear God say, Jesus said the last word, Father, take my spirit. I hand over my spirit to you. And his body dies. Amen. For it became for him are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Nothing is easy without the hard and difficult sufferings and which Jesus went through. God placed all the sin of the world on him, and he could not bear it. He was bent with his head down, like he was taken and punished, beaten, finally crucified. So God allowed his death. He himself approved that he should be punished. He will take the sins of the world. And he died on the cross. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Jesus declared, he spoke from his own mouth, that God is a spirit. So Christ Jesus, being a spirit, he took incarnation with a human body and came down to earth. Amen. And he is a prophetic person from the time of Old Testament time. We know Moses said in Deuteronomy 34 verse 10, and there arose not a prophet since Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And the prophet Moses told Israelites, God will raise you another prophet like me from among you. Praise God. And understand to the fact that that prophet was Jesus Christ. Amen. And God, who possess all the knowledge, he speaks through Isaiah 46, 9 to 11, remember the former things of old, for I am God. There is none other than me. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. God's counsel, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that will continue no matter what people say. God is God. Amen. He is present in all places. Whether it says in Psalms 139 by David, verses 7 to 10, where shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. This called God is omnipresent. He possesses all power, or he is omnipotent. Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. He is speaking to his disciples, Matthew 19:26. But with God all things are possible. Jesus was talking about how one will enter the kingdom of God. A rich man will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. It will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's hole. That doesn't mean that not one rich man ever entered the kingdom. They could enter the kingdom of God if they believe and follow Jesus Christ and spend their wealth for the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Money has never been a requirement for salvation. Salvation only needs faith. Faith, and by faith alone, you will be saved. But once a person accepts Jesus Christ and believes in his name, he will be transformed. He will become a giver rather than receiver. When the more you give, the more you receive. That's what Jesus taught. He is present in all places, and he is possesses all power. He is unchanging. Chapter 1, verse 17 of book of James says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is unchanging God. He is a rewarder of those who seek him. Those who come to God, they need to believe that God exists. There is God. Praise the Lord. In the Hinduism, I know many Hindu people, and they believe in 330 million gods and goddesses. These are false gods and goddesses. They may ask me, why you say that and why your God is the right God? Well, I can prove you, because they don't even exist. It's a mystery. It's a mythology, mythical mysticism, where there was this many gods. Where would 330 million God will live if there were that many? This is like more than humanity. So, you know, in that one part of the world, there's not that many human beings can contain that many gods. But it's false belief. Now, I'll say this. If you believe in the true God and you say, Father, God, show me the truth, God will show you the truth. He will show you the true God. If you confess your sin and ask God for forgiveness and pray, God will show you the truth God. When you accept Jesus Christ, it's totally different than all the other religious figures, so-called other gods. There's a difference. You will see your heart change. Something happened in your heart. It's something just fraction of a second will happen in your heart. The moment you confess and accept Jesus Christ, there will be a presence of Christ in spirit in your heart. in your soul, in your spirit. You can feel in your body. If you ask me, where is the heart, where is the soul, where is the spirit? Well, it is the core of your human person where there is the spirit, the soul, and the heart. There you can feel it. You feel in your body. One time I was speaking to a young man. I was counseling him. I'm also a Christian counselor. And I was counseling from him for drug addiction. And I counseled him. After months and months of counseling, which this man actually required, one day I was talking to him about the Word of God through counseling. And he, after the finishing of the counsel, and after praying, we came out, was talking under a tree. He said, "When you were speaking to me the Word of God, I heard it. Let me tell you how I heard it. I heard it from my ear. I heard it from my head. I heard it from my skin, my body. Everything is, my whole body was telling me that God was speaking to me." See, this is the difference. When you do religious work and other religious faith, you don't really have any faith in, you don't really feel anything. You're just following some traditions and traits. That's not what Christianity is. When you believe, the moment you believe, the God of the universe, the Creator, will take a place in your heart. You feel it. You'll know it. That's what the difference between faith in Christ and faith in something else. You have faith in Christ, you will know it when you take Christ in your heart. Or test me and let me know. Praise the Lord. So we are not talking about false ideologies. We are not trying to make disciples of a huge community who can be used for something. We are talking about eternal salvation for humanity. That can only be given by Jesus Christ. He was true. He lived among us, Apostle John says, and his other 10 apostles, and the one who betrayed him, even all of them had a touched experience of Jesus. They witnessed his miracles and wonders. They witnessed his death on the cross. They witnessed he was buried. He was resurrected and appeared to them. For 40 days, Jesus was in the earth, physically appeared in the body of resurrected body. Christ did not rise resurrected in spirit. He resurrected in bodily resurrection. His own body transformed into a heavenly body with human flesh and blood on him. He already received the body. In his own body, he was not present in the tomb after his resurrection. He resurrected with his physical body. That is the truth of, that is the power, the cardinal truth of Christianity. Jesus is God. He's resurrected from the dead. The Bible says that God is just because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. God, everlasting, eternal, God of the universe, he appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he hath ordained. The man, God, Jesus Christ, has been ordained by God before the creation of the world to come and die for humanity and take away the sin of them And then finally, he will judge the world. God himself has raised Jesus from the dead. Now, when Jesus lived, he said that in the scriptures, that I have the power to lay down my life, and I also have the power to take it up. I give life like the Father, and I also have the life power to heal the sick. So Christ is the same as the Father. In him he was. He came and lived among us. He is the true God. Now today I just ask you to come to Jesus Christ and ask for your forgiveness. God, Lord, I come to you. Please forgive my sins. Cleanse me and purify me. Make me like yours. Make me your child. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. If you pray like prayer, Christ will come into your heart. He will make you the child of God. Amen. And thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chacko, v like Victor, at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We'll not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. For me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. Oh, we will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. Choose this day whom you want.